You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Eva Furjan, a psychologist, business coach, and joy of business facilitator, combining her profession as a psychologist and love of outdoor sports. Eva created an outdoor experiential team building business. She also coaches business owners and their employees with the help of outdoor activities to establish more functional workplaces. Eva has been able to use her position as a joy of business facilitator to expand her business and coach and empower people around the world. Eva, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hello. Nice to hear you.
You bet, and great to have you on the program. So, Eva, for starters, can you tell us about your journey from a psychologist to team building facilitator and then business trainer and coach, owning a business of a personal and professional development platform? Talk to us about that. A lot going on there.
I was just during my study of psychology, and also before, I was very active in many outdoor sports, outdoor activities. And it was not just activities, but I always found really connection of what I'm doing in sports. I found all the time connection with what I can learn from sports to my life. And that was many things that I learned just from sports, from doing activities that I could use in my life to improve my life or to improve my study or anything in my life. So I found that sports or activities are very useful tool to learn something from this for life. And so when I was like discovering this, just it came to in front of me that there are possibility to do team building things, team building programs also through outdoor activities, through outdoor sports. And I went to discover more and more just during my study, and I was just following what came in front of me, and I was asking for more, looking for more, and I went to be team building trainer just during my study. I graduated from this, and just immediately after study, I began to work this. At the beginning, as my partner and my mom had companies, I was working in the name of their companies, but then later I opened my own business on this. And I never stopped. I was always just asking for more, looking for all possible other things that I can add. So I went to business school to learn more about business. I went to learn about conflict resolution or mediation. I went to know more about energy psychology. And so I was adding all the time more and more and more, and coaching approaches, and following what came in front of me. And anytime I felt I need something more, I was just adding more and more. Yeah, so I'm building my business all the time.
That's pretty awesome, and also appreciate your sharing that. What are some tools or advice you learned through your work that can help someone in business?
Some tool, yeah, maybe really useful that it's many times when I work with people is that always look what you can do in any situation. Just ask what you can do. Never look around what should be different, what others should do different, what others did wrong, what is wrong, but look in any situation, what is that you can do, in what you can be or do that the things go different, that the things go in the direction that you want.
And thanks for your input there. If you would also describe some issues you handle through team building activities that have helped people establish more functional workplaces.
Yeah, there are many issues that we found out. And for example, one thing is that when I give to people some common challenge, and it means that something goes wrong, yeah? And in the team, something goes wrong. And usually, or many times, it happens that people begin to look who did the mistake or where was the mistake and who did wrong, who did not do enough. And it's in many times it really looks on the surface that it was the mistake of someone on something wrong with someone or that someone didn't do his work. But if you step back and see the whole dynamics, you see that it's not the problem in one person, but it's just the response of the whole dynamics of the team. And so I show this to teams through the games. And when they see through the games how fast they go into judgment of someone or a part of a team instead of stepping back and looking to dynamics. And when they see this in games, they can see also how many times it's happening this also on workplace. And such situations, if you go just to blame someone or some part of the team, they are ruining relationships, they are ruining atmosphere on workplace. But if you just step back and to see, okay, we have common issue, we need to handle this together and what's going on in dynamics, you have way more possibilities to come to a solution that works for all. So, and I show this just through the games to people, but they can gain a lot for their work. Because when I show this through the game, it's just a play. It's just that it has no consequences, no financial consequences on all. But if it happens on workplace, it has huge financial consequences in relationships, in atmosphere, in all possibilities. So that games are so like a tool that people can see the dynamics that are actually going on in teamwork.
And certainly some valuable advice there. And once again, thanks for that. Today we're speaking with Eva Freon, a psychologist, business coach, and Joy of Business facilitator. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, what actually led you to Joy of Business and what is Joy of Business?
Yeah. On my way, when I was discovering more and more and what else I can add to my business, what else is possible, trying all possible tools, I came also to Access Consciousness and to Joy of Business. And Joy of Business is movement of which was inspired by Simone Milatus. She thought that everyone has joy in their businesses, but she, in conversation with Gary Douglas, she found out that it's really not true, that the most of people don't have joy in their business. And this movement is supporting people to create way more joy on their workplaces, on any point there are. It's not just for managers, not just for entrepreneurs, but for everyone. It helps everyone to create more joy in their workplace and more joy in their lives. Yeah.
And who wouldn't want more joy, not only in their personal life, but in their business as well? That's very, very important. What is an important Joy of Business tool that you believe everyone should be using?
Yeah, maybe one. In business, so many times it's focused just on money, just to be wasted on money, on the outcome. And when you make like money important thing, when you make money a significant important thing in your business, and you do business or whatever because of money, you're suppressing yourself. So, but if you stop being vested in the outcome, stop making money significant, then you can do really your business or whatever you do from the joy of it. And the money follows joy. And it's way more easier to earn money if you're doing things from joy than if you're suppressing yourself to earn the money. Was it clear?
Yeah, and that certainly makes sense. Eva, thanks so much for joining us here today. Before you go, I'd love to get one final word from you, a tip, a thought, anything else you'd like to add in conclusion today.
Yeah, in any situation, you have choice to do something, and you have choice to choose for you, for your joy in life. So there's never go into conclusion, I can't do anything. Never make the others more important than you, but just ask yourself, what can I do here to make this situation work better for me in any situation? Doesn't matter, is it on workplace, is it on any other situation, because here is your power. When you ask yourself, what can I do here that the situation works better for me?
Well, Eva, once again, it's been great to have had you with us on the program, and I'm sure listeners want to connect with you. Where's the best place that people could find out more about you?
Maybe on my website, evaferjan.com, is evaferjan.com, or maybe on my LinkedIn profile, or on Access Drive Business website. I'm one of the facilitators of Access Drive Business.
Well, Eva, again, we wish you all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Eva Freyan, a psychologist, business coach, and joy of business facilitator. And to learn more, visit evafreyan.com or accessjoyofbusiness.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.